Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Jalen Lane from the 37. There is a flag across midfield. Lane still going. Inside the 20, the 10, into the end zone for a touchdown. But remember, there is a flag.
Kenny Albert with the call on Fox. And it was a muted call, to say the least, because everyone, and I mean everyone, thought that that play was coming back, right? I mean, you see the flag right away. You see it at the point of attack. You see the giant go flying. Everyone thought that was coming back. And somehow, they called it against the Giants. The Commanders had a horseshoe up there yesterday and beat AMAX New York Giants to sweep Big Blue. I mean, if that doesn't define the 2020, when we look back on the 2025 season, when we look back, it wasn't an 8-game losing streak. It wasn't 4 straight games of being blown out by 20 or more points, 5 overall. It wasn't a terrible week 2 injury-marred loss in Green Bay on a short week. It was none of that. It was their most hated rival, their top rival, Giants week. And the Commanders took care of business. Not once, but twice.
This was such an enthralling playoff field and atmosphere.
Listen, when we look back on 2025, all that is going to be remembered was going up to MetLife Stadium in the snow in front of 25,000 of your best friends and kicking the Giants' ass. Not once, but twice. 2-0. That's all that matters, baby. 2-0 against their most hated rival. The rest of the season could turn to crap. Oh, wait, it already did. But 2-0 against the New York Giants. Away we go, baby. Away we go. How about them, Big Apples?
See what you did there.
Yeah. I'm a wordsmith. The Giants are brutal. I thought they were going to win the game. The Giants. I thought off their bye. Yes, the last time we saw them, they did not look good either against the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football 13 days before. So I don't know why I thought so good, but honestly, like, Commanders got shut out 31-0 last week to a pedestrian offense. I thought, I thought the tight end would have a big game. He had 3 catches, 72 yards, fine. But I don't know what I was thinking. So I picked the Giants to cover. I think it was 2.5 when we picked it on Friday. And I thought right from the very get-go, the Commanders committed 3 penalties on the opening drive. 2 of which were accepted. 1 was not accepted, so it technically was only 2, but it was a called 3. And yes, they got the field goal, and yes, they took a 3-0 lead thanks to Jake Moody. But I thought, oh, disaster from the start. And yet, even with all of that, and 11 total accepted penalties for 67 yards, a couple of turnovers late in that game, one by Jeremy McNichols, one by Marcus Mariota. I thought, oh, there's no way they're going to win this game. And the Giants still had a chance. Late. The Giants still had a chance. They were down 8, so it would have taken a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. I got it. But they had a chance. They were moving the football. And then all of a sudden, dun-da-da, dun-da-da-da, Antonio Hamilton comes out of nowhere and breaks up a pass that would have gone for a big hit on third down. I think it was third down. Maybe it was second down. Whatever. And then on 4th and 8, the Giants can't convert, and the Commandos win. So, wow. They get the Jalen Lane punt return for a touchdown that I think, again, everybody, even Kenny Albert, you hear the hesitation in his voice, right? Everyone sees the giant punt gunner, I guess, go flying past Jalen Lane with a Commander in back. Everyone sees that. You see the multiple penalties on the first drive. You see the late 2 turnovers. You see Abdul Carter coming alive. You saw the snow, the ice, everything. But you didn't see the Commanders digging deep in the bowels of their spirit and their bodies. They just reached in there and grabbed a win. Snatched a win from the jaws of patheticness for both teams. And they won 29-21. And they won. How about that? I mean, again, like, I shouldn't be so surprised because the Giants stink. But the Giants have had sizable leads on the road in Denver, Detroit. They have played reasonably well. They played Green Bay right to the very end. Right? Against really good teams. And then virtually had nothing yesterday. I mean, sure, they kept punching back a little bit. It was 13-0 Commanders. Then it was 13-7. Then before you know it, it was 22-7 after the Jalen Lane touchdown and another Moody field goal of 42 yards. Then it was 22-14. right on that play in the corner to Tracy, who had scored the first touchdown rushing. Then McLaurin opens up 15-point lead with the 51-yard bomb. The Giants can't cover anybody. And then they still come back and score and make it 29-21 after the extra point. I'm surprised they didn't go for two there. But they made it an 8-point lead or an 8-point deficit with 3 minutes and 43 seconds left to go. And yet the Commanders were not able to completely kill the clock, but able to kill a little bit of time off. The Giants still had plenty of opportunity and just fell short. And look, there are some of you that are going to be upset. I get it. I get it. I really do. Because they're eliminated from playoff contention. Wins actually hurt the bottom line cause, the bottom line reality. They went from 6 in the draft spot or order to 8 because of one win and because of some other things. Right? So in order to get the best player available, it helps, not always, but it helps to have the highest spot that you can have. If for nothing else, it gives you more leverage to trade back, to trade down. You have less leverage and a worse pick now by winning. That being said, there isn't one person, Dan Quinn, every coach, Marcus Mariota, every single player, here or not here next year, old, young, good, bad, whatever, that didn't want to win that game, that didn't do everything they could to try and win that game, because that's what you do. Football players, that's what they do. Football coaches don't work 100 hours a week to lose and to lose on purpose. But that being said, can't deny that a win, while good for some things, and there's plenty of good things, a win also hurts. And that's where we will obviously focus our conversation is, yes, the win in a sloppy, sloppy game. And that's ultimately a good thing, right? There are a lot of diehards that I saw on Twitter, you know, your hog farmer Chris's, your tailgate Ted's, who were all fired up because they won. Because it's been 2 months since they won a game. Dan Quinn telling his guys in the locker room, take an extra minute or two to savor this. Right? It's been too long. It's been way too long. For a team that won 14 games last year out of 20. Think about it. And now here they are at 4-10. Having lost 8 in a row, but finally winning again. And we can't sit here and be like, oh, that's a bad thing. We can be adults and we can be responsible and we can say, honestly, and acknowledge this. It's a good win. A badly played game. Make no mistake about it. That was a terribly played game between two awful teams. And I didn't watch all of it. I didn't watch a lot of it live, I'll be honest. I was much more interested in the other action around the NFL. And they hardly showed any of it on Red Zone. I mean, they showed a couple of highlight plays, but that was about it. Like they were spending a lot of time on the Giants and the Commanders. And who could blame them? Nobody cared. Nobody wanted that game. They played it because they had to play it. But we can acknowledge two things. That a win is a good thing, and a win is also a bad thing. I think we can. There's good and bad usually to every situation. There's a catch-22 usually to every situation. They needed a win. They desperately needed a win to release some pressure before people started jumping off the ship. Before the rest of the free world thought, oh, wait a second. There goes Washington again. Same clown show they used to be. As soon as they tasted success, right down the toilet again. So while this doesn't erase how terrible of a season this is, while this doesn't erase it by any stretch, what it does is it at least offsets some of the stench. And make no mistake about it. There's still a lot of stench. It's still here. It's not going anywhere. Nobody's happy. Nobody thinks this is good. And nobody should think it's good. And I don't think anybody does think it's good. I mean, they can play whatever mind tricks and games they want. You know, in division competition, this, that, and the other thing. That's just a bunch of baloney. A bunch of hogwash. That ain't tell the truth Monday, I tell you that much. That's tell the troops what we've got to tell them to keep them engaged. That's what that is. But a win is a win. And while it hurts the overall draft process in so many ways, you have to say it was a catch-22. There was good, there was bad. And you have to acknowledge that, and you can't just say it was all good. And you can't just say it was all bad. If you care about the team, you can say, in my opinion, there was good and there was bad that came out of it. Good was that they won. Good was that they ran the ball well. Good was that they got a punt return for a touchdown. Good was Jake Moody. Good was Mikey Sanders still coming up with the interception. Good was Antonio Hamilton. Good was Jacob Martin. Bad was, well, all right, all the penalties. Letting the Giants, a terrible team, hang in there. The injuries to Laremy Tunsil and Noah Brown. The losing, if you will, of draft slot. The losing of leverage, right? There's a difference when you're 6 or 5 or 4, as they could have been with a loss, as opposed to 8. There's a huge difference. So everybody should understand that. But there was good and bad. And that's the only and best way I could put it. We're here to talk about it with you. 29-21 over the Giants, who dropped to 2-12. Commanders 4-10. Obviously, they sweep the season series over the G-Men, and they will finish behind them in the draft order. And now we'll see what happens on a shorter week, not a super short week, but a shorter week. 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon against the Philadelphia Eagles, who got the ultimate elixir. They got to play the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday. More in a flash, and your phone calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Plus, my weekend at Army-Navy, WWE, and John Cena's farewell, and with the president. Oh, and college football and the Heisman and everything in between. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yesterday was as much about just gruesome, awful season-ending injuries as it was about anything else in the NFL, but there were so many cool storylines from, you know, Phillip Rivers almost winning a game in Seattle at 450 years old, the Dallas Cowboys getting punked by J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings, the Chiefs not making the playoffs for the first time in 11 years. But so many gruesome injuries. Starting with that Chiefs game and Patrick Mahomes tearing his ACL. He might be back week one, maybe. Probably more conservatively. You know, put him on IR to start the year. To ramp him up because I would assume he's going to miss most of training camp. In the final stages of rehab. We just found out for sure that Micah Parsons' MRI came back with a torn ACL. We don't know about Puka Nacua. We don't know about Devontae Adams. Both got injured in the Rams win yesterday over the Detroit Lions. 41-34. I mean, the injury thing is just brutal. And we know every year, obviously, injuries are such a key, but you don't usually see two mega stars on the same day. Micah Parsons and Patrick Mahomes. And again, Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua, you know, they might be a couple of weeks. If even that, who knows? But that's different than Mahomes and Micah Parsons. And Kansas City's season, you could argue, was done. I mean, they were mathematically done. But again, now you have all of this question about whether Mahomes can recover and be mobile like he usually is. And was he too mobile because of the offensive line being beat up throughout the year that he had to run around more, right? That he had to escape more. So that was the main storyline from yesterday league-wide. Here in Washington, it was the Commanders winning a game that half, maybe more, of their fan base did not want them to win. Half, maybe more, of their fan base wanted them to win. All the players and coaches definitely wanted to win. And it erases the stigma of an 8-game losing streak that easily could have turned into 9. And with the upcoming opponents, maybe 10, 11, 12, who knows? And it at least it gives you something sort of to hang your hat on. I was being facetious, obviously, at the start of the show. The Giants are not their number one rival, you know, at least as the fans define it. Even though the Giants, I believe, are equal rivals than to the Cowboys and the Eagles, because why? Duh, they're a divisional opponent. You play them twice. That makes them even. There is nothing to the fact that the Dallas Cowboys are you know, so much bigger and better than the Giants or the Eagles. That's ridiculous. That's just dumb, dumb, dumb. But that being said, as you look back on this season, if the Commanders rise from the ashes here, and let's just say somehow, some way, they beat the Eagles this Saturday and now have won 2 in a row. And let's say that happens and then they win 1 out of their last 2. So 3 out of their last 4. And finish at 6-11. Is that a good thing? Or are you of the thought that yesterday was nice, but enough? Can't have any more, even if it means losing to the Eagles twice and the Cowboys on Christmas Day at home. How do you see that? How do you read this out? 301-230-0980. Let's get to Little to start the show. On the Team 980, amongst the usual suspects. What's up, Little? How are you?
My man, hey, Mac, Cowboy B. Hey, Rooster, look like you coming out a little kind of harsh on this on these teams that got hardware in their trophy case. Because I'm kind of wondering, you coming kind of hard. You go, you riding A-Mac. A-Mac team got a couple of hardwares up in that case.
It's a long time ago, Little.
Let me get my man Lou. Shout out, Lou. How about them cats? Rooster, you can't call nobody out, my player, because them Buffalo Bills ain't done nothing yet, man. They ain't got no hardware up in their case. You riding us hard, man.
Little, I'm a Jets fan.
Let's talk about them Bills. Let's talk about what them Bills are going to do since Kansas City ain't up in there. Because guess what? If they don't win it this year, I'm going to come down there with a banner. Say, how about them Bills, Rooster? Let's talk about
Little.
Them Buffalo Bills, baby. What are they going to do?
Little, I'm an Edmonton Eskimos fan.
The Commanders coming out of the ashes. We got trophy in the can. We got trophies, Clayboy.
The trophies have dust on them, pal.
Us, man. You can't ride us, Rooster. You got to ride them Buffalo Bills, baby. I'm out.
All right. Thank you, Little. By the way, my Buffalo Bills down 21-0 yesterday. Bam. That's what a great quarterback does, Josh Allen, baby. That's what a great quarterback does. Woo! See that performance? I mean, not by himself, of course. But woo! Man alive. All right, time for a trending alert right here, right now. On the Team 980, and then we will grab more of your calls. Stay with us. All right, so the Commanders in the win column after 8 losses in a row. They beat the New York Giants, as we've been talking about, yesterday afternoon at snowy MetLife Stadium, 29-21. They now host the Philadelphia Eagles, who can clinch the NFC East with a win this Saturday at 5 o'clock. First of 2 meetings this year and 2 in the last 3 weeks with the Philadelphia Eagles. Meanwhile, as we just also mentioned, an MRI confirming that Micah Parsons of the Green Bay Packers has indeed torn his ACL and obviously will be lost for the rest of the season. That, along with an MRI confirming last night, Patrick Mahomes tearing his ACL, and he, of course, is done for the season as the Kansas City Chiefs were eliminated from the playoffs for the first time in 11 years. Meanwhile, tonight, Monday Night Football, it is the Miami Dolphins at 6-7 against the Pittsburgh Steelers at 7-6. And one more NFL note, the New York Jets firing defensive coordinator Steve Wilks just in his first year on the job after missing all of last year, after he was fired from being one play away from winning a Super Bowl with the San Francisco 49ers. Steve Wilks gone after another Jet blowout loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Meanwhile, the Washington Wizards are off tonight. You got some college football coming up as well. We will get to all of that as we go through the show here on a Monday afternoon. Your call's coming up, 301-230-0980, and that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Good to have you with us right here on a Victory Monday. What? What is that? What is a Victory Monday? It's been a long time. Victory Monday, and this radio program is brought to you by IHOP. That's right. Introducing the IHOP value menu, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each. Each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. How about that? I mean, look, after a big win on in the snow on Sunday, get an IHOP breakfast, I mean, to celebrate. That works. That works. I think it works for me. A little sausage, some eggs, hash browns. It's so cold this morning. I had to go to the car collision place because of my little fender bender on Monday. In, out, check this, check that, get this, get that. Need to do this, move my car here, move my car there. And I was already having a lapse with my cough. I can't completely kick it because of all the walking around I've done outside in the polar bear north cold. So you need a nice, hot, warm breakfast to fill you up. Go to IHOP. All right, we're right here on the Team 980. We'll get back to your calls in just a sec. Listen, again, I understand if you want to just look at it as, hey, it's a great win. Every win's a great win. They're all hard to come by. I do get that. I'm not dumb, okay? I do get that. The problem is that when you win against a terrible team, which the Giants are, and it's a very sloppy or choppy performance, and the win ultimately hurts you in terms of your future, that's hard to overcome. But so is a 9-game losing streak. So is, if they would have lost yesterday and then lost out, a 12-game losing streak to end the season and a 3-14 season. Now you don't have to worry about that. They might lose the next three in a row, twice against the Eagles, one against the Cowboys on Christmas Day, and we'll see. I mean, the Cowboys suck. They were beaten last night. They're eliminated. They're done. They're not playing for anything. And the Eagles might not be playing for anything. They certainly won't be playing, I don't think, for the division. Well, I shouldn't say certainly. They probably won't be playing for the division title. They might be playing for whether they have a 3 seed or a 4 seed, which is something, but not every coach treats that the same. We'll see how Nick Sirianni deals with that in terms of how the Commanders and who the Commanders play in Week 18. I remember 2 years ago when they were desperately chasing as high of a pick as they could because you knew they needed the quarterback. And you knew there were a couple available, and you knew they would go at the top of the draft with Caleb, Jaden, Drake May, and maybe others, and ultimately others were Michael Penix and Bo Nix in the top 12 and so on and so forth. You knew they needed as high of a draft pick. This year, A, there are no stud studs. B, they don't need a quarterback, even though the one they have is certainly at least he's opened it up for doubt or questioning. But they do need as high of a pick as they can because they need a difference maker. They need somebody that can be what I call a cyborg. And or they need as high of a pick as they can to get as big of a return in a trade down as they can. And the problem is because there's no great quarterbacks, it's already going to be hard enough to trade down. It became even harder yesterday when they went from 6 to 8 and they could have been 4 or 5 if they would have lost. And now they're 8. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to it on the phones. Let's talk to our guy, Double A, Athan in Annapolis. What's up, Double A? How are you?
I'm good. Just want to send, before we get started, a quick shout out for thoughts and prayers to Rob Reiner's family and all the shootings over the weekend and stuff like that. Just bad stuff going on in the world, and just thinking about everyone, praying for everyone. I hope we figure it out as a society one day, but just awful news, you know, right before the holidays.
We won't.
And just want to do.
Yeah. We won't.
You know, yeah.
And you know what doesn't help? I don't know if you've, I don't want to really get into it exactly because then it opens up Pandora's box. But, you know, when you have the leader of the free world basically celebrating someone's death as what happened this morning, you lead to further problems, you don't get closer to resolving the problem. You get further away and a bigger divide.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, I mean, again, we won't get into it. I don't know if he was celebrating it, but I didn't like his tweet. Yeah. I thought it was all about him, which is what he makes everything about him. Yeah. Even in Charlie Kirk's eulogy, he was talking about him. So that's just kind of how he is, and we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
But I just want to say I pray for everybody out there, because everybody's got family, everybody's got friends, and regardless of whether we agree on stuff or not, you know, we can agree to disagree and be humans, and just want everybody to be healthy and safe, and you know, that's my take on it. So
no, that's fair.
Thinking about all those people affected over the weekend, but we'll get into the game. You know, well, Chris, you're a Giants fan. You again, per Paulie,
yes.
Your Redskins Commanders fan application has been rejected.
I'm
so you're
Bills
in the New York.
Fan.
Let's go. Let's go.
I had my Jets coffee mug yesterday.
No, you're a New Yorker. So Buffalo, Jets, Giants, it's all you. You're not even
a
Nashville
fan. Oh, so if like
fan,
I was from
fan,
Florida, so. I would be a Jaguars, Dolphins, and Bucks fan?
Well, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yep. It might even throw the Raiders in there because Tyler was born in Vegas.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but listen, for me, it was all about seeing the draft picks play well, because if this team wants to get better, you need your draft picks to play well. Mikey Sanderstrill, game-changing play. Jalen Lane, game-changing play. Bill, running hard. Connerly recovered two fumbles and even gave up a sack, but played pretty well. I think Connerly's going to be a good player.
Mm-hmm.
And even Quan Martin rose from the dead yesterday and had a fourth down pass breakup in the end zone for a turnover on down. So, you know, when you look at the season, because it's not going to be pretty the next 3 weeks, but I think you look at it with all the injuries they have and everything, you're one play away, a fumble away in the Chicago game from winning that game. If you had a kicker, you win the Miami game. And the Denver game, I guess, could have gone either way, but I think we should have won it. So you're one play away in those games from being a 7-win team and picking 15th, 16th, 17th in the draft. We have got a draft well coming up. We got to get some key free agents, especially on defense. We need speed on this team. But I was glad to see them come out. It's still a division rival. It's still a professional other team that you beat, okay, which is not easy to do. And I'll end my call with shout out to Philip Rivers for almost proving all the critics wrong and just coming out off the bench, you know, street clothes and nearly taking them to a win. That was pretty cool to watch yesterday, even though he looked like he's gained 20 pounds and his arm looked like a wet noodle at times. He's still a warrior, and that's what sports is about, leaving it all on the table.
Yeah, he's still tough as you know what.
Oh, of course. Of course. It's not always about winning and losing, which, of course, you want to win. That, to me, what you saw yesterday with him is what sports is about, just leaving everything you have on the table to win and just giving it like till your tongue's hanging out of your mouth and you can't go anymore. So I was really glad to see the best effort out of him and the Colts yesterday. That was awesome.
Gotcha, Double A. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. Hope you had a good weekend. Let's do this. Let's go to Lap in D.C. Get Lappy aboard here. What up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
Man,
I'm trying to help you out, Rooster, with this Commanders thing. I told you, tell everybody you're a Commanders fan, but now it's hard for me to save you now, bro, so you might have to...
I mean, Lap, nobody believes what I tell them anyway, so I might, you know, I might as well become, you know, like I said, you know, my late partner, you know, Pete Medhurst was an Edmonton Eskimos fan, so I think I'm going to adopt them.
Okay, and Avin took all my points, man. Golly, he was spot on, man. Good call. I'm just upset. I'm glad we got the win. You know, we needed something, but I just wish, like, some of those games he mentioned that we could have won, you know, would have probably changed our season, and we probably could have, you know what I'm saying, maybe try to run the table down the stretch. It's just unfortunate, man. But the draft picks, I'm really happy to see what they were doing. We got a hit on this draft coming up, and we got to really hit some good free agencies as well, like he said, and see what happened, man. But Jaden got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
He got to be protected.
Let me ask you this. If you mentioned the draft picks, right? And obviously, you know, Bill and Connerly, and great. And Jalen, fine. But, like, some people after the game, and I guess last night, were upset that Jordan McGay only played 14 snaps and they can't get Bobby Wagner off the field, right? How does that help? And Jerzon Newton only played 23 snaps, you know, again, which is basically part-time work for a defensive lineman, right? Kinlaw is playing 47 snaps. Now, again, you don't have to play 47 snaps in order to be effective, but you probably should pay more than 23, so people are upset about that. So how do you balance all that?
Yeah. Well, they're probably not going to play that. You're talking about playing that guy, giving him more snaps compared to Bobby Wagner because he's old and he's a veteran. He's not doing much.
And because McGee is not calling the defense, right? I mean, he's playing he's playing a linebacker. Like, next year, everybody kind of looks at Jordan McGee as being the green dot guy, the guy who calls the defense. I personally think that he can get through this, get more and more experience and versatility and make that transition. I don't think that's as big of a deal, especially being that it's likely to be a different defense anyway next year, maybe cosmetically, but there's likely to be a new defensive coordinator, likely from outside the organization and likely with a difference. So he's going to have to learn it again anyway.
Yeah, definitely. But it would be good to see him get some snaps. Is any of those veterans you would bring back, scratching Bobby Wagner, would you bring back a Von Miller or a Preston Smith?
Preston's come around a little bit of late. I wouldn't be terribly opposed. I mean, Von's a great leader and great in the locker room.
I like Von Miller, man. Yeah. I like Von Miller. Yeah. Especially, I think, and I told you before, I thought if we made the playoffs, we would be very dangerous. You know, if we can click in and catch fire.
Yeah.
But Von Miller would have definitely helped us a lot if we made the postseason.
No, I
just think he brings a lot to the table.
I hear you. Thanks, Lab.
We'll see,
I
got to
run.
We'll
I appreciate you.
All right, bro.
Talk to you soon. All right. I'm looking at video. The Miami Dolphins are playing in Pittsburgh tonight for Monday Night Football, practicing in a blizzard. In Pittsburgh, I guess that was Saturday, or maybe it was last night. I don't know. It's at night. They would have probably traveled up yesterday afternoon. Wow, that's weird. That is weird. They're showing how tough they are. See what happens Monday Night Football. More reaction to come. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, right back to it on the phones. Let's move the line along so we could get in and get one here before the top of the hour. What up, Jace? How are you, Jason and Laurel?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, sir?
How are you, buddy?
I loved Ethan's call earlier, and I would piggyback that. I can. Crazy things going on. Awesome prayers. And just hold your loved ones tight.
Yep, absolutely.
The world's crazy.
No doubt.
Unless you were at the Army-Navy game, that had to be awesome.
Yeah, I unfortunately I had to leave halfway through the second quarter to get back to my hotel to get my car and to try and get down to D.C. for John Cena's thing and Saturday night's main event. And unfortunately, it took me 3.5 hours to do that. So I listened to my guy Joe Miller on the Navy play-by-play because Joe, you know, we had him on Friday. He, of course, was Pete's partner, and then he took over the play-by-play when Pete could no longer do it. And Joe did a great job. So I listened to the second half on the radio, just a great come-from-behind win for Navy. And they barely had enough, but that's what rivalry games obviously are all about. You know, they don't go exactly the way You expect them to, and it was a good enough win for Navy. They'll take it. They sing second, and it was a great experience as always. I mean, they, you know, USAA takes care of everything, and they do such a nice job covering that game and marketing and promoting that game. So it's an awesome experience. Can't wait to go up to New York and New Jersey next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great game. Those men and women that are part of those two service universities are just amazing people. So, you know, listen, I was actually kind of hoping they lost, and it looked like at the end they were trying to do everything they could to lose that game.
Yeah.
But I am glad that they got a win, so we ain't got to do the whole 12 in a row thing. Maybe that will take some of the heat off the coach, who I think they should bring back, and I hope they bring back. You know, it was good to see some of the younger guys. I mean, I know Sinnott had a very good catch. You know, I saw McGee make a couple tackles. Not surprised that Noah Brown got hurt. And I hope Tunsil's okay. And that's honestly, you know, the Patrick Mahomes thing is what worries me these last couple games about anybody of consequence playing like Jaden. You know, because it's going to really hamper Kansas City next year that Mahomes is probably going to miss. What do you think? Maybe the first 2 months of the season, possibly? At least the first four.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I don't want us to lose Jaden like that. So, you know, I hope we don't win another game. But honestly, I think we've gone through this track for many years. We've been a bad team, but not bad enough to get a top pick. And I think we might fall into that this year. Because we're picking 8th, 9th, or 10th. You know, one first-round pick isn't going to help our roster
right. Tremendously.
We're going to have to find some free agents.
Well, there's no doubt about that. The problem is you've got to figure out what you're doing with Debo. You got to figure out who you're replacing, who you're not replacing amongst the expiring contracts, right? And on top of that, you've got to kind of figure out, okay, how are we going to do a contract structure for Laremy Tunsil that doesn't, you know, have this huge, gigantic balloon payment when he's 34, 35 that he's not going to want, that the team's not going to want, that gets him paid early under a contract extension, or do you consider trade? I mean, there's so many different things that obviously we'll talk about throughout the offseason and throughout the next couple of months. We'll figure it all out. Jace, I'm up against the clock. I got to let you run. I appreciate it. As always, more calls, more reaction to come. A win is a win, is a good thing, is a bad thing. How do you kind of view it? Jason kind of like viewed it, you know, like me, where it's good, but it comes at a cost. I think that's the most fair and responsible way to look at it. It is good, but it comes at a significant price. It does. 158, Team 980. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.